From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, riders grappled with the mountainous ninth stage of the Tour de France, and Lance Armstrong finished 18th. He'd already lost any chance of winning when he fell multiple times during an alpine stage over the weekend. Armstrong plans to finally retire from cycling when the tour finishes at the end of July. New allegations that he used performance-enhancing drugs continue to dog him, but as Eleanor Beardsley reports, that hasn't affected his popularity with fans of the tour.
That was the moment when Lance Armstrong's hopes of winning a record 8th Tour de France came to a crashing end. After three falls Sunday, he finished the day more than 13 minutes behind the lead rider. In a message to his fans, Armstrong admitted he could no longer win the tour, but said he would ride to the finish line to support his team. As the tour continues to roll through the lovely French countryside, some ugly allegations are under investigation across the Atlantic. They've been made by Armstrong's former teammate Floyd Landis, who was stripped of his 2006 tour victory for using testosterone. In interviews with federal investigators and the Wall Street Journal, Landis painted a damning and detailed picture of systemic doping on the U.S. Postal team and said Armstrong was an integral part of it. Damien Rossiot writes about sport drug use for French newspaper L'Equipe.
If I were Armstrong, I'd be worried, because it's no longer sports authorities looking into this. These are federal agents doing the investigation. And there seems to be a real will in the U.S. to crack doping cases these days.
Landis alleges that bicycles and equipment from the U.S. Postal team were sold to pay for the team's doping program. And he says during the 2004 tour, he saw Armstrong and other riders get blood transfusions while they lay on the floor of a team bus parked on a lonely alpine road. The federal criminal investigation is being led by Jeff Nowitzki, who made his name busting sprinter Marion Jones and several Major League Baseball players for using performance-enhancing drugs. Armstrong has always denied using drugs and has never tested positive in an official blood test. That doesn't mean anything, says
Rossiot.
Marion Jones was tested 160 times and came up negative every time. And, as it turns out, she doped her entire career. You can dope and never be caught. You just have to have the right products, money, and be very careful.
Armstrong has dismissed Landis's charges, saying nothing the disgraced cyclist says can be believed. And the cloud of allegations hanging over him seems to have little effect on his popularity with fans at the Tour de France. French fan Jocelyn Bouvier and his friends say they will always admire Armstrong for the way he overcame cancer.
I like Armstrong because cancer and after Tour de France. It's very courageous, you know, courageous in English. He's very courageous.
Armstrong's supporters and even some of his critics credit him with ushering in a new era of professional cycling and bringing glamour to the tour. Armstrong's star cachet is worth $20 million a year, and his sponsors have been happy to stick with him. Pierre Calouart, a cycling correspondent with L'Equipe, says in his 13 appearances, Armstrong has changed the Tour de France.
When he started to study the road and preview the stages 10 or 12 years ago, no one was doing that, and now everyone is doing it. They like his way of riding, his way of preparing, his work ethics.
Armstrong's days of dominating the tour are over, but he's clearly left his mark on the race. But his legacy as an international athlete will depend on the results of the current federal investigation. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.